This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A bill to allow local governments to permit exemptions from state noise regulations passed its first hearing at the state capitol. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Last September, the Colorado Supreme Court ruled the state's Noise Abatement Act prevented communities from issuing exemption permits. These are for things like a brewery to host loud outdoor music or a large venue like the Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs. State Senator Larry Liston is the lead sponsor. He says the bill would change the Noise Abatement Act to allow these permits, even for for-profit organizations like the Ford.
What it does is reaffirm that the officials closest to the people, locally elected leaders, should have the tools and authority to manage these issues.
It passed the Senate Local Government and Housing Committee on a 5-2 vote. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Workers went on strike this morning at a large JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley. The strike could affect regional beef markets. JBS halted all processing at the plant last week. It moved cattle to other facilities to try and avoid market disruptions. Jennifer Martin is a professor of agricultural sciences at Colorado State University.
The trickle-down effects of a processor not receiving cattle for harvest impact the entire supply chain.
Martin says a beef backlog could hit feedlots first, then ranchers and producers. She says the beef industry should absorb some of the lost capacity at the Greeley facility, but not for long. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC. In the mountains, strong winds possible this afternoon, a chance for light snow overnight. For Denver tonight, lows in the 30s. It's 2:06.